From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Japan has joined South Korea, condemning North Korea's latest missile launch, which landed in the Sea of Japan early Saturday. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe said North Korea has ignored the international community and launched more than 20 missiles and continues to develop nuclear weapons. Now is the time for nations that share basic values to unite. The international community must display solidarity. Meantime, a South Korean foreign ministry spokesman said if North Korea continues to carry out these provocations, they will face strong punitive measures imposed by the UN Security Council and others. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff said the North Korean missile flew for several minutes and reached a maximum height of 71 kilometers before it apparently failed. Thousands of environmental activists are marching toward the White House here in Washington at this hour in an effort to draw support for climate-related causes. The People's Climate March coincides with President Trump's 100th day in office, who have condemned what they see as the administration's lack of concern for environmental issues. Trump has stated he does not believe the science behind climate change. And speaking of the president, he will be in Pennsylvania in a politically friendly state as anti-Trump protesters actively attempt to diminish the symbolic milestone of 100 days in office. Trump's re-election campaign said he will tout his accomplishments during a rally in Harrisburg. Hear now from Trump in his weekly address.
I truly believe that the first 100 days of my administration has been just about the most successful in our country's history. Our country is going up, and it's going up fast. Our companies are doing better. They just announced fantastic profits, all because of what's happened in this rather short period of time. And that's just the beginning.
This is VOA News. The Democrats, however, had a different view of Trump's first 100 days in the office of president during the party's weekly address on Saturday.
During the campaign, we heard the president promise that he would keep jobs here at home, buy and hire American, and hold countries like China accountable for their unfair trade practices. But as president, Donald Trump has proposed deep cuts to job training programs, refused to label China a currency manipulator, and has done nothing to stop companies from outsourcing jobs.
Brian Schatz, the senator from Hawaii. Pope Francis, the leader of the world's Roman Catholics, celebrated Mass Saturday on the second and final day of his historic visit to Egypt. Francis' visit comes amid difficult times for Egyptian Coptic Christians, one of the largest and oldest minority groups in the Middle East. Early this month, more than 40 people were killed in three church attacks claimed by Islamic State militants. European Union leaders unanimously adopted their Brexit strategy at a special summit in Brussels on Saturday in a show of unity ahead of 2 years of tough talks with Britain. These talks will focus on issues such as the welfare of EU citizens and families living in the United Kingdom, as well as the question of the country's financial dues to the blocs. The 27 leaders quickly agreed on negotiating guidelines as they met without Britain for the first time since Prime Minister Theresa May triggered the divorce process a month ago. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte opened the last day of a four-day Association of Southeast Asian Nations summit with a warning that they all are facing a massive illegal drug trade apparatus. The summit in Manila also has not yielded any criticism from the leaders about China over its expansion in the contested South China Sea, a sign some analysts say of Beijing's economic and diplomatic influence. Public transportation, schools, banks were closed across much of Brazil as unions led nationwide strikes to protest austerity measures aimed at boosting the country's economy, which is in a recession with the unemployment rate at more than 13%. In one of the largest demonstrations, thousands of people gathered in front of the Rio de Janeiro State Assembly, clashing with police, tried to remove them. Police fired tear gas while protesters threw stones. For details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, that is voanews.com. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.